Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos Paula. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Carl Olson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Griggs. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Hal Griggs. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is called out on strikes. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Olson. Minoso reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Paula settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is hit by the pitch. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sievers moves to second. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sievers moves to third. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Paula settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hal Griggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griggs strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Paula settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 0 for 1 in the game. Paula hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Paula settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paula. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Niemann moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann scores. Jackson scores. Aparicio moves to third. Donovan moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Olsen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Hal Griggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Griggs bunts towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. Berberet moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Minoso strikes out. Berberet drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Minoso out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Donovan, and towards Aparicio, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 0-for-2 in the game. Paula strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Griggs, and towards Yost, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Niemann moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Donovan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 2 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Griggs covering, for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paula. Minoso reaches second base with a double. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Kell moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Plus pinch hits for Hal Griggs. Herb Plus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Niemann hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula is 0 for 3 in the game. Paula hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rivera. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Paula moves to third. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 3 in the game. Olsen hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Paula tags and scores. Lemon tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Berberet hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.